Exam practice, test 1, listening, part 3. Questions 14 to 19. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words or a number or a date or a time. You have 20 seconds to look at part 3. You will hear a student giving a review of a new video game to his class.
Hi everyone, I'm going to tell you about a new video game that I've played a lot recently called Sky Jam. It's produced by the same company that made Road Jam a few years ago, which was set in a city, of course. Instead of streets and huge buildings though, you'll find yourself living in a rainforest in this game. It's an unusual game because you have to answer questions in order to make progress, as well as by moving through the environment. You'll be asked all sorts of things regarding insects, which you have to learn on the way from the many helpful creatures you meet, such as butterflies and bats. There are 30 levels in the whole game, which are supposed to become more and more challenging as you go on. I found the one called the monkey almost impossible, even though it comes well before the last level, called the frog, which didn't seem so difficult. There are lots of things to love about this game. The story you learn about as you continue through the game is fantastic, second only to the characters you can play, who are lovely and extremely interesting too. Learning to play the game is easy and fun too. Unfortunately, unlike the 8 players who could play against each other in Road Jam, 6 people at the most can join in this game at any one time. I found this to be a few too many though, and prefer playing in a group of 4. You can find out more about the game online. If you're interested, visit the company's website, www.lombardio.com. I'll spell that for you. It's LOMBARDIO. I hope you enjoyed my presentation. Thank you for listening.
Now listen again.
Hi everyone. I'm going to tell you about a new video game that I've played a lot recently called Sky Jam. It's produced by the same company that made Road Jam a few years ago, which was set in a city, of course. Instead of streets and huge buildings, though, you'll find yourself living in a rainforest in this game. It's an unusual game because you have to answer questions in order to make progress, as well as by moving through the environment. You'll be asked all sorts of things regarding insects, which you have to learn on the way from the many helpful creatures you meet, such as butterflies and bats. There are 30 levels in the whole game, which are supposed to become more and more challenging as you go on. I found the one called the monkey almost impossible, even though it comes well before the last level, called the frog, which didn't seem so difficult. There are lots of things to love about this game. The story you learn about as you continue through the game is fantastic, second only to the characters you can play, who are lovely and extremely interesting too. Learning to play the game is easy and fun too. Unfortunately, unlike the 8 players who could play against each other in Road Jam, 6 people at the most can join in this game at any one time. I found this to be a few too many though, and prefer playing in a group of 4. You can find out more about the game online. If you're interested, visit the company's website, www.lombardio.com. I'll spell that for you. It's LOMBARDIO. I hope you enjoyed my presentation. Thank you for listening.
That is the end of part 3.